It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 31, verse 28. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us now. We're going to begin reading with Genesis chapter 31, verse 28. Genesis 31, 28. And hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and daughters. Thou hast done foolishly in so doing. It is the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of our father spake unto me yesternight, saying, Take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now, though thou wouldst needs be done, because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my goods? And Jacob answered and said unto Laban, Because I was afraid, for I said, Preadventure thou wouldst take by force thy daughters from me. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live. Before our brethren concerning thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two handmaidens' tents. But he found them not, neither went he out of Leah's tent, and entered into then went he out of Leah's tent, and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture, set upon them, and Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And she said to her father, Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of woman is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images. Jacob was wroth, and chod with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, What is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was in the day of drought, drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hadst sent me away now empty. God has seen my affliction, and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight. And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children. These cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne? Now therefore come thou, let us make a covenant, I and thee and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, gather stones. And they took stones and made a heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jigar Sehadutha, but Jacob called it Galed. And Laban said, this heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore was the name of it called Galed. And Mizpah, for he said, the Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent from one from another. If thou shalt afflict my daughter, or if thou shalt take other wives besides my daughters, no man is with thee. See, God is a witness betwixt me and thee. Laban said unto Jacob, behold this heap, and behold this pillar which I have cast betwixt me and thee. This heap be witness, this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. And the God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, and the God of their father, judge betwixt us. Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac, and Jacob offered sacrifice unto the mount, and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread, and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up, and kissed his sons and his daughters, and blessed them, and Laban departed, and returned unto his place. A lot of reading today, wonderful reading. Please that you will let it touch your hearts. Let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank and praise you today that we can come and enjoy this study. I just ask, Lord, that you'll open our eyes and our hearts to your word and to your will. I thank you for the chance, the opportunity that you have given us to do this program. It's such a great blessing to be able to proclaim your word, whether it be to one or to 1,000 or to however many's listening, Lord. We just thank you for this chance, this opportunity to tell the truth, to take your word and proclaim it across these airways. Now thank you, Father, for this opportunity and this chance. And I ask, Lord, that you'll just guide and lead everyone that is listening to you, that they'll come to know you, Lord, they'll come to trust in you, and they will not miss an opportunity to be a born-again Christian, to be saved by the blood of the Lamb, to come by faith to you, Lord Jesus, Father, your Son, that they would come to him, trust in him, because they have been bought and paid for. So often, Father, we are taught that we have to come to you on a daily basis. We need to fellowship with you on a daily basis, but we need to come to you once. And I ask, Father, that all that are listening will recognize that. You're saved by faith and faith alone, and you come once. Please, help them to see that, Lord. Only you can show them that truth. Now, Father, speak to the hearts now as we enjoy this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Glad that you've joined us today. You know, we're kind of right smack dab in the middle here. We've got some things going on. We've got Jacob trying to leave Laban and head back to his family, back to the land of Abraham and Isaac. And so he has been here, as we've just read, 20 years. We went 7 years for each one of the wives, that's 14, then 6 more years for the property that he gained. And even then, why we find that Laban isn't pleased with that combination that we ended up with. But we find here that he is doing some things. He sends Rachel and Leah to the field. That's the first thing that he takes care of. He sends them to the field. And then he begins to make his move to leave. Well, in so leaving, why, it takes, I believe it's 3 days that Laban gets word that Jacob and his family, wives and all, are gone. And he decides to pursue after Jacob. Now, everything was totally up and up. The only thing that Jacob did was he left without saying goodbye. That's the only thing he did. He left without saying goodbye, and the reason he did that is because he figured that that Laban would change the rules again. He had changed them 10 times through the process. Every time that there was an agreement, Jacob abided by that agreement. But 10 times it is said in the Word of God that Laban deceived him and tricked it. Jacob only took what was his. Now, Rachel took something that Jacob wasn't aware of. She took these little gods. Now, I don't know for sure what these really were. You know, some believe it was just some pictures of family and things like that. I don't think that's true at all. I think these are gods that Laban bound down to, because he says in verse 30, "And now, though thou wouldst needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods?" My gods. Now, to begin with, I want to share something with you. That is, no one can steal my God. He is mine. He is forever has bought and paid for me. And no one, no matter, they can steal my car, they can steal my house, they can steal my business, they can take every possession that I have away from me. As Job faced, he lost all of his family even. You know, all that can be taken. But you cannot take my God from me. Laban had a God that you could. He had a God that you could steal. Now, that's not much of a God, is it? If that God can't even protect himself, and that God can't stay where he would prefer to stay, and Laban is of the thought and of the position that his gods were powerful. And he was so upset that his gods were gone. Now, why Rachel took them, I don't know. And Rachel shouldn't have taken them. It shouldn't have been a part of that at all. But Rachel took them, and it caused a lot of trouble. And maybe the whole purpose of seeing this is to see the kind of gods that Laban worships. Laban does not worship the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Laban worships his gods, physical gods, literal gods. Now, if your God today is your money can be stolen from you. Every last cent can be gone. Your God is gone. Maybe your God is possessions that you have purchased and gained. And all of a sudden, you wake up and those possessions are gone. Stolen or burned to the ground or whatever the case might be. They're gone. Your God's gone. Your heart's broken. My God will never be gone. My God is the possessor of the heavens and the earth. My God can do whatever he chooses to set out to do, that his will be done. And my God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and no little girl is going to sneak my God away from me. No government can take my God from me. They can tell me I can't say the name of Jesus. And they can tell me that I can't mention the name of God. And they can tell me that they want to take in God we trust out of our money. They can tell me all those things. And they can try to take God out of this land. But they will never touch my God. Because he is the true God. And he is almighty. And he is all-knowing. And he is all-strong. And I don't have to ever fear that someone is going to come by night and steal my God. Never. He has bought and paid for me with his own blood. That's what he's invested in me. He is my God. And I never have to worry about somebody stealing him. Laban chose to serve the gods of a land, didn't he? I know a lot of people like that. Most of the time their gods are gods of money, possessions, things like that. Their god many times is their body. Physically is their body. They have made themselves God by all the exercise and everything. And it's wonderful to take care of yourself. You should take care of yourself, but you should not treat yourself as a god, because you're not. And I'll tell you what, in one fell swoop, all of a sudden, cancer can hit, some kind of disease can come. And it wasn't too many years ago that a fellow went to the doctor. He wasn't feeling well, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him, "Get your affairs in order." And he says, "What do you mean?" He says, "You've got less than a week to live." And he died within that week. Now, who's your God? Laban was upset because his God was gone. Rachel stole him. I don't know why. Maybe she thought there was some kind of... Remember, she's from there. She's from over there. She has not really seen the power of God that Jacob has. And she doesn't have maybe the vision that Jacob has as far as what's to come. And so she's kind of holding on to the old ways. And she thought, nothing else. I'm going to tuck my little gods with me and I'm going to take them along. Well, they're as worthless can be. And she'll find that they're of no value. But Laban was mad. Laban searched everything. And we find through the next few verses there of 33, 34, looked everywhere. Well, as he went through and began to check all of these places, you know, every tent he searched at, he looked at every tent he wanted to find. He had to find these gods because somebody had stolen them away, and he was going to find them. His whole goal was to find this, and he kind of blamed Jacob that he'd stolen everything. "You stole my daughters, you stole my grandchildren from me, you stole my livestock, you stole everything." Laban says, "No." Jacob said, "No, I didn't." "Well, you did steal my gods." Jacob said, "No, I didn't," because he wasn't aware of it at all. You remember what Jacob said? "We find out who took it. That's fine, because he will not live." Now, there's a couple things here. Was Jacob upset that someone would steal from Laban? Yes, he was. Was Jacob upset that they would put some kind of importance upon these gods? Yes, he was. What he didn't know was that the one he loved more than any other, except his God, Rachel, she stole him. He didn't know that. He wouldn't have made such a statement if he'd have known that Rachel had stolen this God. Well, Laban went from everywhere. He went from Jacob's tent to Leah's tent to the handmaiden's tent and on to Rachel's tent. Everything. By that time, Rachel had moved out and she had parked herself up on a camel. And she was sitting on him. And she said, "Well, it's the time of month." And so they let her alone. And so she hid these gods. And she kept them. Well, Jacob was wroth. And he was begin to be angry with Laban, Jacob, because he was tired of this man literally tearing his camp apart looking for something that Jacob was just as sure he didn't possess. He didn't think it was there, and finally there became this argument. And we should never let the lost person, never let the enemy of God, as Jacob, as Laban is, to anger us. And Jacob became very angry. He finally crossed that line. He shouldn't have. He should have just continued to realize that it's Laban's problem, not his. When we lose our cool, then it becomes our problem. Well, let's see what happens here. "What is my trespass?" he wants to know. Jacob wants to know. "What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? What's the matter with you, Laban? We have agreed upon all this. I am heading home, and now you pursue me like I'm the greatest enemy, and you come into my camp, and you've tore my camp up looking for this. You have called me a liar. You've called me a thief. You've called me a cheat. And I've had it. Jacob had had it. And now in verse 37, whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. You show me what I have stolen. You see, Jacob was a fair man. Jacob was an honest man, and there was nothing in that camp of his that he was aware of that was any part of Laban. Find it. Put it before these people and let them judge. This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young. The rams of their flock have I not eaten. I haven't even taken my share that was due me. I haven't even taken that. That which was torn of the beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of that. And so everything, Jacob was so fair in all that he did. He was so fair that he did not want in the any evidence that he had wronged Laban. And he said, all through these years, I have seen fit that the birth of your young was good and was strong. They did not cast their young off. The rams of the flock, I did not eat. I could have. I didn't. That which was torn of beasts as they come in, I suffered that loss. I took care of that with my own doing. My hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night, I took care of it. I saw that everything under my watch was cared for and properly taken care of, and I took none of that. Thus I was. In the day of the drought consumed me, 40, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Remember, Jacob's angry. Jacob's mad. Then he comes on and says, except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hadst sent me away now empty. He claims, if it hadn't been for them, you'd have sent me away empty. You wouldn't give me anything, even though I have worked 20 years for what I have. God has seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands, and has rebuked thee yesternight. Remember what? Remember about that? Laban was pursuing Jacob so fast. I mean, he was going after him, and he was going to catch him, and he was going to kill him. But before, the night before, he caught Laban, and God did, and God says, you don't touch him. And Jacob knew that. He said, if you hadn't been rebuked yesternight, I don't know what you'd have done to me. And Laban answered and said to Jacob, these daughters are my daughters. These children are my children. These cattle are my cattle. And all that thou seest is mine. What can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne? Now therefore thou come, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. Now we're going to start something here, but let's just take a look here. Laban answered. All of a sudden Laban here kind of cools down. He said, these daughters, these daughters of mine, these children of mine, and these cattle are mine. All that thou seest is mine. What can I do this day unto these my daughters, and to their children, which they have borne? Now, as we look at that, is Laban claiming that all this is his, and he now is the one that blessed Jacob? Even though Laban earlier had said that he had blessed, you know, Jacob was the blessing. That's the reason everything was so well. We have that. And then is it that if you had stayed, I would have given you for my children and my grandchildren a sending off here. I'd have cared for you. I would have given you some things. But instead of that, why, you have all that I have. Now, what are you claiming here, Jacob, that I've given you nothing? And so there's a lot of things going on here. And then he comes up and he says, now therefore, come thou, and let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. Let it be a witness between me and thee. And so all of a sudden now, there's needs an agreement coming up. And we could have looked here at what was going on, and Jacob could have stayed angry at Laban, but he didn't. Jacob settled down. Laban seemed to settle down. Says, let's make a covenant between us, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, gather stones. And they gathered stones and made a heap. And they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called this place, and it's a wonderful long name. Now, I prefer Galed. That's a whole lot better than what Laban wanted to name it. And Laban said, this heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Let's see what the purpose of it. Therefore was the name of it called Galed. Now, Mizpah, for he said, the Lord watch between me and thee, when we are absent one from another. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives besides my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness betwixt me and thee. Laban said to Jacob, behold this heap, and behold this pillar, which I have cast betwixt me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap unto thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. They can go back and forth, but not against each other. And look at 53. The God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge betwixt us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. And Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount, and called his brethren to eat bread, and they did eat bread, and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up, kissed his sons and his daughters, and blessed them, and Laban departed and turned into his place. You see, we find that it has been resolved. Did Laban ever find his gods? Not yet. Rachel still hid them. I bet she wished she'd never taken them. It wasn't safety to her whatsoever. Would Laban have headed after Jacob if those gods would not have been taken? We're not real sure. We know that he was angry that he was leaving. He was angry because of all the blessings that God had blessed him with. And instead of Laban using enough sense to know, I need to join myself with his God, Laban was more upset about the gods that were gone. We've learned today about some people's gods that can be stolen. You know, you may have some churches, they believe in statues and pictures and things like that. You know, God's very clear that we are not to have any graven images before us, and so I'm not sure what they do with that verse of Scripture other than ignore it. But as you look at that, and if those things are stolen from inside of a church, why, everybody's up in arms. You know, you could come in here and steal some things from this church, I suppose, that would hamper us in ministering to people. But it is nothing of importance. It's just stuff. Now, these things were more than just stuff to Laban. Now, we find the promise. We find this covenant that they've made between the two of them. And Laban went his way, and Jacob went his. Now, we've looked at this wonderful verse of Scripture. Jacob's on his way home. he went, and Jacob went on his way, and the angel of God met him. That's where we're at in verse 30, chapter 32, verse 1. We're going to begin there. I just ask that you continue to look to this word and learn from it each and every time we're together. It's a beautiful, beautiful message that we have. As I always end, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?